Facing intense diplomatic pressure to declare a ceasefire, Sri Lanka says its military is no longer using heavy weaponry and aerial bombing against the remaining few hundred rebels still fighting. There is intense international concern about civilians trapped in the war zone. The United Nations is calling for access to these Tamils. The world body's humanitarian chief met with Sri Lanka's president after visiting displacement camps near the war zone. President Mahinda Rajapaksa informed the UN's John Holmes that combat operations against the rebels are over, a day after the military rejected a unilateral ceasefire by the LTTE. Holmes told reporters shortly before departing the country, he hopes reports of ongoing shelling are not true, noting that previous such commitments by the military were not honored.
We need to see what that does mean on the ground. I hope it means that the intensity of the fighting will be very much reduced. That will give an opportunity for the population to get out safely, and that indeed there will be not heavy weapons used.
A statement attributed to the LTTE said military airstrikes continued after the announcement and the government was deceiving the international community. The government, the United Nations, and the Tamil rebels all cite different numbers of how many civilians remain trapped, from as low as 10,000, as the government contends, up to 150,000, the rebels claim. John Holmes says rather than debate the numbers, all parties should agree to cease hostilities and rescue the innocent.
The key thing is however many there are, these are people who are in mortal danger as long as this fighting goes on, so we need to get them out of there as soon as possible, and that's very much our objective.
The humanitarian chief, during his two-day visit, failed to win government approval for a UN team to enter the war zone. He says he was disappointed to be told it is not possible due to security conditions. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.